You smell that, Papa?
Huh?
It's the smell of fantasy football, and it's the fastest 2 minutes back for week four.
We start off week four between a rematch of Cain and Abel, a rival of childhood best friends. It's Commissioner Bob facing off Brock. Bob threw the first punch in this battle with someone known for throwing punches. That's right. Tyreek Hill put up a 40 burger as a cheetah ran wildly. And Justin Thomas Jefferson had an executive order for a touchdown. And Hunter Biden Renfro snorted his way across white lines on Sunday for a 14-point performance. Team Brock didn't stand much of a chance as five starters scored 4 points or less on Sunday. With Sam Adams Darnold enjoying Oktoberfest from Brock's bench, Brock's roster never had a chance. There hasn't been this much regret in a trade since France gave away the Louisiana Territory. Brock heads into week five praying for a C-Mac recovery, and Bob got his bows out after three straight wins. Final score, Commissioner Holly Nor, 142. Dak Zach, 67.
We head to downtown Knoxville as Maker and Mark are battling to see who gets the last hit of the bong. This was a close one, folks, as Keenan Allen needed to outscore Mike Williams by 9 points on Monday Night Football. Cooper Double D Cups got distracted by all the boobs in his DMs after being the best player in fantasy football through 3 weeks, resulting in a low 9 points. Mark Linebacks put up a valiant effort as Zach Galifianakis Moss sat between two ferns nicknamed Gibson and Davis as they combined for 37 points.
Nice, Papa.
It wasn't enough to beat Daddy. Davis gave his running backs the best State Farm insurance quote as they covered the whole field this week, combining for 60 points. Jalen put a hurt on Mark in coverage for prison Mike Williams going to the clink, only getting 1 point. Maker gets his last hit of the bong and remains undefeated. Maker 96, Mark 94.
Close.
So
we now head to the Texas State Fair's newest exhibit, where Fort Worth's Mornin' Wood faces off against bye week's middle finger in a dick measuring contest for the ages. Joe Richard Mixon started hot, but ended up resigning early when his people needed him most. Miles Bernie Sanders had Bennett thinking, I am once again asking you to score a touchdown. And Jameis Winston couldn't even deep throat this dub as Daniel Jones cucked him in overtime, scoring 34 points. Only to ride bye week's bench
win!
Playing for his new papa, Jonathan Taylor Lautner had a twilight moment and found himself in the end zone for the first time ever. And Creel was eating fresh on Monday night as Jared Fogel Cook was shedding defenders like they were cowards. Team point game. So Papa goes into a new week with a new team and a new win. And Bennett goes into week five with a supermarket crab leg in his pocket. Final score, Fort Worth jumps 111. By week Nace, 72.
We now head back to the Vinkies, where Cord was just trying to get his first slice of the year, but Sue had no intention of sharing the pie, declaring a can't-lose situation. Kenyon Aubrey Drake was way too sexy to play ball as he joined the Dolphins D at LIV in Miami as they felt no ways about adding 3 combined points for the fuckers. Terry McLovin-Lauren refused to show his vaccine ID, but the Vinkies looked the other way, prompting a season-high 28. Trevor Lawrence could not summon any Tebow time as the team falls further into debauchery since the departure of the Prophet. Sue gets back in the win column and leaves Corb still starving for a victory. Final score, 3 a.m. to Vinkies, 120. Corbfucker, 100.
I'm not gonna lie, Papa. I needed that one. We go now to Texas, where Matt wanders aimlessly to the Lone Star State and the Taco Bell $1 menu. Team Hunt started with his Texan attack in Austin. Eckler, that is. The Chargers running back gets passed around Hunt brothers like a jewel and hit a 30-point Nick-level performance on Sunday. Jacoby Myers-Bryant had a Black Mamba performance before Team Hunt went for a deadly helicopter ride.
No. Papa.
Grandma woke up from last year's nap a little groggy and pissed off. Hud fed Zeke some 5 amps to a 20-point performance, and Tyler David Boyd went coast-to-coast for a 17-point game. Kenny Chesney-Galladay and the boys of fall put a whooping on Team Hunt, and Grandma heads into Week 5 on a 2-game win streak, while Matt heads into the week losing his first-place spot in the cupcake division. Final score of the stud 114. Starfell Hunt, 92.
We head over to daycare as baby is coloring with a crayon that has a choker on it. Oh wait, that's just Connor. Baby looks to remain undefeated as Connor is trying to salvage his season. Connor made big moves this week, acquiring the Detroit Lions' only two players, but DeAndre Swiffer, Wet Jet, and Toe Job Hawkinson combined for 13 points. Corey in the house Davis was invited back to the White House after his breakout performance of 23 points. Kirk Cousins and Juju, sock!
Sock!
Connor is already hitting the mock drafts for 2022. Baby remains undefeated, largely thanks to Debo Samuel Jackson saying, "You motherfucker," to Connor dropping a 36 performance. Paul Jones, and the rest of the squad will look to snort some of that blue sky meth so they won't disappoint Baby anymore. The baby is levitating still. Connor, 83. Baby, 107.
We go now to a matchup between a Ross champ versus a new coach seeking his first ever win. It's Don. The Deep Throws versus the Don as Dan becomes crimpy. Dan had Mad Max Williams on a fury road to 15 points, and Private Ryan Suckup tried to save Dan's life with a 14-point performance. But Tom went home to Foxborough looking like a scared little 44-year-old boy and had Belichick living rent-free in his head for a mere 11 points. The Don's reign started hotter than Deontay Johnson's inferno as the wide receiver stole performance. The Don's deal with
Stinky
paid off. Ooh. As Marquise Brown, Royal, bottle down the side, shot a bourbon. Tyler Basshole shot out a 16-point performance in Buffalo, giving Dan's Bucks a sad voyage home. The Don goes into Week 5 with the league's highest win percentage ever, and there's bound to be crimpy grins and knocks this week. Final score, Crimpy Tigers 90, Dallas Deep Throws 88.
Congratulations, Crimpy.
Congrats. Fuck you!
For the last game of the week, we go to Hannah's to check the two sweatiest men you'll ever find. One is Stinky, and the other is just blackout drunk. All the girls' eyes are on Steven and Jeff, and so were ours this week. Saquon Barkley may have earned his name back this week, as there is nothing stinky about him and fellow running back Cordero Patterball. As he proved, Tennessee has the best players in the league, as they combined for 63 points. CD had a little lamb, got eaten by the Cox, only scoring 2 points. Everyone watch out, the rookie to the league is heating up, and it's a terrifying sight. DJ Khaled Moore was screaming, "We the best, baby," as he put up 29 points. Patrick Mahomo was straight this week, scoring 33. When you're a rookie in the league, it's only right to draft some young boys. So
young.
To compliment you, Jeff and his fellow rookies, Najee Kamala Harris and Devontae Will Smith, were fighting off the conservatives and zombies like it was his Days of Legend. The cock and balls avoid the stench this week. Thank you. 130. Jeff, 139.
Week 5 underway. Get ready, boys. It was a big week. This week's even bigger. Get some rest.
Make some trades. Make a lot of trades.
Popeye and Papa signing off.